The next stage of change is contemplation, and the definition here is the person, your client, is considering the possibility of change, but remains ambivalent and uncertain about the change. This is actually usually the condition which you will find your client in when it comes to working within recovery to wellness coaching, that the person that you will be talking to and having an initial session with is thinking about doing something, and that thinking or that consideration of doing something might be anywhere from sort of mild to acute, but they may be very uncertain about it and very ambivalent about it. And that uncertainty and ambivalence doesn't just relate to whether they have recognized the need for change, because that need for change might have been thrust upon them by circumstances, but it can be that they are uncertain about how to go about the change. They may have anxieties about being able to pull off this change process, and they might also have anxiety, even though they want the change to take place, they may have anxiety and ambivalence about the change because it is, for them, stepping into an unknown and uncertain place in the future, and they're not quite sure how to bring that about. So they're contemplating, they're thinking about it, they're chewing it over, but they're not yet in any kind of action. When we're working with people in this stage, it's extremely important that no matter how urgent it may appear to be that their situation is, that we don't try to rush them out of contemplation into the next stage, which is preparation and planning. One of the big mistakes that people make as practitioners is when confronted with someone who has an acute challenge, they take it upon themselves to try to speed up the transition from the contemplation stage into the preparation and action stage. And this can actually have an extremely opposite effect, in the sense that it can actually be a disservice to the client and can actually make it harder for them to move forward. The rationale and the research behind this shows that change, when taken if purely from an unplanned, unconsidered, unthought through, and purely emotionally provoked place, can often be unsustainable, not take place. The effort can collapse, and this can bring about a reinforcing of an idea that it's not possible to make the change, and it can actually make it harder for change to subsequently be initiated. So we don't want to be rushing our clients anywhere. It is going to become apparent, and certainly in the coaching model, it is up to the client to make the decision to move from contemplation to the next stage, to actually start from a place of commitment to create planning, to build about planning, and deciding how to change, which they are going to be actively exploring with you over time as they move from contemplation into preparation. In contemplation, again, we don't want to be focused on too much planning or any planning, in fact. We want to really be aware of how they are relating to their uncertainty about the change and their ambivalence. What are their emotional concerns? What do they feel is the pathway for them to prepare themselves to move to commitment? It's very much your job to self-manage yourself, to not try to tip them, as I said, forward into another stage, because things are quite acute. Now, it can sometimes be that people move very quickly through the contemplation stage, and it really depends from client to client. Some clients will move very quickly they'll consider the possibility of change. They will spend a little bit of time with ambivalence, a little uncertain, but nevertheless will want to start moving to the next stage. That's okay, providing it is clearly something that they are stepping into. And you want to, which can be slightly counterintuitive for some people to think about, but you want to be checking in with them that this, that they really do feel ready to move into the next stage.